Welcome to ITFM Insights, the podcast where we explore all things IT financial management. I'm your host, Chiara Zapanta, and today we're continuing our series on Apptio's IT Financial Management Maturity Model, a framework that helps organizations understand where they are in their ITFM journey and provides a structured path for improving cost transparency, forecasting, and strategic alignment with the business, IT, and finance. In our first episode, we explored the early stages of the maturity journey and how organizations begin building the foundations for visibility into IT spend. In this episode, we're shifting our focus to the later stages of ITFM maturity, where organizations move beyond simply understanding their IT costs and begin using financial insights to guide more strategic investment decisions and demonstrate the business value of IT. Joining us again today is Stephanie Rowe, TBM Strategic Advisor at Rego Consulting. Stephanie, great to have you back on today.
Thank you.
Awesome. So to level set for our listeners, in our last episode, we talked about the early stages of ITFM maturity. And then for those joining us now, how would you really describe what the fundamentally changes are as organizations move into, you know, the later and more advanced stages of ITFM maturity?
Yeah. Well, first off, if you're moving there, congrats, you're moving up the stages. You're making some serious progress. So I would say as you move towards later phases, the tipping point is that, you know, our data is actually looking pretty good. We're not, you know, still working towards perfecting it, but we're really beginning to use it. So we're starting to use it in meaningful ways. You know, we're establishing processes, we're proactively analyzing, we're right-sizing investments, rationalizing portfolios, and working towards like embedding tech into the business decision-making. So I think this is where the real fun starts to happen. So excited to explore these questions with you.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great way to frame it. So I think that shift isn't just about, you know, better data, but also about stronger engagement and change management across the organization, like you mentioned in the last episode. And I think that really becomes, you know, especially important given the environment leaders are operating in right now. You know, some of the early findings that we found from the Apptio 2026 Global Investment Survey show that IT budgets are increasing, but, you know, scrutiny around ROI and risks is increasing as well. But from what you're seeing, how does that pressure, you know, really feel different for organizations with, you know, more mature IT fund practices versus the ones that are less mature or newer in their journey?
Yeah. So I would say the difference is that the mature orgs really have the tools at their disposal, such as transparency and insights, that they can justify the spend and answer questions more readily. So by doing that, you build a foundation of trust with your business partners. So when previously you got to, oh, let me go back, let me look at that, I don't really know, right? It's a delayed time, there's not a lot of credibility. When you can quickly come to the table and know your stuff and you have that transparency, you provide the answers quickly, like that is where, you know, we become partners with our business counterparts. So those mature orgs have that shared accountability. And what it also does is it means like we're sharing the scrutiny because the business is understanding what they are getting for these increased budgets, the risk that, you know, we might all run, but we're working collectively to solve the problem. So to summarize, I guess I'd say it's like you can weather the storm better because you're prepped and you're not out there alone. Business is on that boat with you.
Got it. Yeah. That foundation of trust, you know, really seems to make a difference when leaders are asking tougher questions about investments. And I guess those questions are really becoming more common as organizations increase spending in areas like AI or cybersecurity. And the survey actually points to growing uncertainty about returns, even as those investments in the areas like AI and cybersecurity accelerate, like I mentioned. Why does, you know, higher ITFM maturity become so critical when leaders are being asked to prove value and not just only manage costs?
IT financial management is the tool in your toolbox. Like by its definition, IT financial management and TBM maturity is moving past managing costs and the cost center view of the world towards managing value. So this is the difference between seeing budgets and actuals in the red and the black, the good, the bad, but actually having that story to go with them. So we're overspent in this area because we agreed to accelerate the timeline on these AI enhancements you requested. You know, whatever it is, there's a story that we're now talking about what we are delivering and what we get, opposed to just the dollars that are showing up in the report, in the variance. So ITFM gives us that standardized framework to show value in a repeatable manner. And it's providing the whole picture, not just a portion. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes if you're less mature and like in a certain area, you could get to that information. But by really maturing with IT financial management and TBM, we're able to see this across the entire portfolio, all the budgets, and provide a holistic view.
Got it. Yeah. And another capability that becomes important at this stage is, you know, planning further ahead. So in stage four of the ITFM maturity model, it focuses on, you know, deeper integration between financial and IT data, along with rolling multi-year forecasts. You know, why is that kind of planning capability becoming more important in today's environment?
Yeah. The same reason I keep a running grocery list on my phone. If I only update my grocery list once a month, the moment I get home, I guarantee you, right, there's those two or three things that you forgot. And also, because it never fails, there's always changes that come up, right? My kid has an Easter party at school. I need to bring in the lunch. So a very silly example, but it's the same thing in tech. Your business needs are going to change in the next week, in the next month. Things happen. Things come up. So people don't need things once a year. So that annual budgeting process really isn't sufficient. We need enterprise agility to planning our IT financials. Multi-year forecasting gives us that ability to shift the funding around. So it allows us to capitalize on opportunities that perhaps come up in the middle of the year. By doing those quarterly reforecasts, we can identify areas of underspend, repurpose them. Maybe we've got a project that might be starting to get off the rails and overspending, but we can catch it sooner and rein it in, minimize the impact. So we need our IT financials to mirror our business needs. And those needs are agile. They're adaptive. They're always changing. So that is why it's critical that we're able to then come to the table at the same time that they have needs and not push them off another 9, 10, 11 months.
I love that analogy. And, you know, I guess that flexibility really seems critical in a world where, you know, technology and priorities can shift very quickly anytime. So when organizations, you know, improve things like forecast accuracy and shorten budget cycles, in practice, how does that really change an organization's ability to, you know, respond when priorities or funding shift mid-year?
Yeah. I mean, so it does. It enables you to really like search and shift for funding as things are happening. So by having increased accuracy of our forecasts, we can identify opportunities sooner. I recall in my budget years, like it never failed. There was this end of year like spending. And why was that? Like, did we just magically find money at the end of the year? No, we were inaccurate throughout the year. And we weren't capitalizing throughout the year as it was happening. So when we improve our accuracy, we know what's actually available much sooner. And in addition to that, you know, I think there's a non-tangible benefit. You get to be an enabler versus an obstacle to your business partners. So when you do only budget once a year, you know, your answer is always, sorry, try again in 9-10 months, versus when we're doing it actively, when we're more accurate and we're doing it more actively, we will find those opportunities as we go. And then we can have a running list of priorities from the business that then we can make additional decisions mid-year, once a quarter, whatever it is, and be meeting them where they're at. And again, it positions us as an enabler, not an obstacle, which is a huge, huge win.
Yeah, definitely. I think that ability, you know, to adapt mid-year or once a quarter or whatever is really a huge advantage compared to organizations that are still locked into that once a year planning cycle. But interestingly, the survey actually highlights a gap between, you know, confidence and capability. And many IT finance teams, you know, feel confident in their forecasts, but often still rely on heavily manual processes. I guess, how does that, you know, how does moving into, you know, a more optimized ITFM maturity help close that gap?
Yeah. I mean, and yes, 100%. a lot of skilled people out there. And so what I'd pose is you might have those accurate forecasts, but like how long did it take you to do it? Whether it's in that spreadsheet or still very immature, or maybe in a tool, how many files, how many data feeds could have been automated? So the goal of optimizing your ITFM is so that your time, which again is finite, is valuable, can be spent making the decisions with the data, building the relationships with the business, becoming their partner, opposed to that managing, maintaining, and like massaging the data. So really, as we can cut out that front end work, which is just the noise, the busy work, then we spend it where it's valuable and we're actually moving the needle towards progress, towards goals, and delivering what our business is asking of us.
Yeah. Cutting down that cycle time and reducing manual work can really change how quickly teams can respond to, you know, new questions or requests or ad hoc, you know, decisions needed to be made. But ultimately, you know, that starts to really show up in executive conversations as well. You know, at the highest level of ITFM maturity, you know, IT is embedded in strategic decision-making rather than viewed as a cost center. You know, what actually changes in executive conversations when leaders have that level of trusted financial insight?
Yeah. So I've mentioned before, I mean, I think it's that the conversation shifts from that just numbers, black, red, good versus bad, into the narrative. So what did you receive from us? How did it improve your goals? How did it further your initiatives? So when we come to the table prepared with the transparency of data, when we're speaking in their terms, the solutions that we deliver to them, and we give them trade-offs, we give them levers, we're now all working towards a common goal. It's not an us versus them. It's not my budget versus yours. It is that they understand that we tech exists to support their business operations. And they understand, like they actually get that we are on their team. And so it shifts with, we do have that shared accountability. They're not just looking at us as we've got that budget in the corner that's always, you know, asking for more and more and more, but like we are having joint conversations and we're working towards goals and objectives collectively.
Got it. Yeah, that shift from talking about cost to having value and trade-off conversations is really a powerful one. But to wrap up our series for IT financial management leaders who, you know, want to move towards higher ITFM maturity as budgets grow and expectations rise, what's the, you know, single most important piece of advice that you'd give based on what you've seen work in the real world?
Yeah. So I would say begin with the end in mind. Like having clear direction, defined targets, and that executive leadership is really what I see move the needle. So why would you step on an airplane if you don't know where you're going? You know, there might be an exception out there, but most of us are not going to put in the time, the effort, the money without knowing where we're going. And we're definitely not going to ask our friend to go with us. So everyone's situation is different, but I really encourage the executives to be bought in and set clear expectations. I want you to hit this target. Like, be very direct about what you want out of your IT financial management and your TBM program, because the tools, the software providers, the partners, like we all exist to help you get there. However, only leadership is the one who's able to chart the course and set the direction so we know what journey we're going on. So I think that's the most important thing, is because everything else can fall into place, but if we don't know where we're going, we're never going to achieve true results.
Awesome. Thank you. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much again for joining us and sharing your insights. It's been great having you on the podcast. And to our listeners, today we explored the later stages of the ITFM maturity journey and how organizations are using financial transparency to drive more strategic IT investment decisions and better align IT spending with business value. Throughout this two-part series, we looked at how the ITFM maturity journey helps organizations understand where they are today, identify opportunities for improvement, and take the next steps towards stronger financial insights and better decision-making. And to our listeners, if you'd like to learn more and check out the ITFM maturity model, visit the ITFM Insights page on apptio.com. That's apptio.com, where you'll find more resources on IT financial management. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and thanks for joining us on ITFM Insights.